It is to an Augustinian monk by the name of Gregor Mendel, an Austrian, that we owe the beginnings of what we call the science of genetics. Working with plants in the monastery garden, Mendel noted that there were differences in the periodicity and the frequencies of traits arising in his plants, and some features seemed to be dominant and others recessive. Now, he was writing this in the 1860s, about the time that Charles Darwin was getting the royalties on his book, The Origin of Species. But Charles Darwin did not have this information. And it was not until 1900 that several other naturalists involved in the study of inheritance rediscovered Mendel's laws of inheritance and also amplified a number of features that Mendel had perceived but had not described. And this was the origin, essentially, of genetics as a science. One of the things that was recognized was that you might have sudden changes in traits because of gene shifts or gene mutations. And it's not surprising then that if you understand the fact that sudden changes may occur by a transformation in a gene, could not species therefore arise through a series of mutations? And natural selection would have played a minor role. This argument raged through the 20s and 30s and 40s of the 20th century. But it was not until around the 1950s that it was recognized that the understanding of genetic behaviors and evolutionary behaviors through natural selection were not opposed, but were different aspects of the same forces that led to evolutionary change. And furthermore, other discoveries were made too. It was noted that there were differences in the way that the chromosomes and their genes realigned or reassorted. It was noted that gene migration or hybridization could lead to changes in gene pools of populations. And there were also random effects. These we would leave as evidences of genetic drift. That is, when a population moved from one area to another, it would distribute its genes into the new population, perhaps one-way gene flow or two-way gene flow. But it was also possible that a segment of a larger population might do this, in which case that segment would not have the entire gene complex of its larger macro population and would be using, as it were, only those genes that were in the population that had become isolated. So by the 1950s, there was a recognition by paleontologists, geneticists, evolutionists, and natural historians of many different disciplines that a synthesis of these ideas could be established, that there were a number of driving forces of evolution. Of these, certainly natural selection played an extremely important role.